You know, with God, nothing is impossible. You know, when you think about what God can do, I can go back and of course, I can think about the simple little story in Ezekiel whenever God came to the prophet Ezekiel and he said, Ezekiel, do you see this valley of dry bones out here? Yes, Lord, these people have been dead for years. He said, do you believe these bones can live, Ezekiel? Ezekiel looked at him and said, oh, God, only you know that, that's for sure. From my standpoint of view, no, Lord, I don't know. Only you know if these bones can live. He says, Ezekiel, speak to those bones and command bone to come to bone. So we got a leg bone over yonder and a hip bone over here that belong to the same person. And those bones start rattling together and come together. It wasn't just anybody's bone. It wasn't one of Jack's bones and one of Thurman's bones that joined out there. It was all Jack's bones and all Thurman's bones that were rejoined together. They begin to rattle all across the place. Then bones begin to move. I can see them angels now. You know, they're out there moving. Boy, they're working. God's got them busy. They're bringing them bones together, sticking them back together, and them invisible beings that you can't see are putting these guys back together. Because Ezekiel said, a bone come to bone, and God had commanded it. But a man had to speak it on the earth. Ezekiel spoke it, and the entire army was standing there of skeletons. Now then, boy, can you imagine watching this happen? Think about this. I mean, begin to understand who God is. I mean, he can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or imagine. And so then he said, Ezekiel, do you think I can put flesh back on these bones? He said, God, only you know. Only you know. He said, speak to it. Speak to them. Command flesh to come on. Sinews, muscles, command them to come on there. And so he did. And boy, there it was. Now he's got a complete army standing there of flesh and blood. But it ain't moving. It ain't breathing. He said, do you think these men, this army, can live? And by this time, he's standing there saying, God, only you know. He said, command breath in them. So he did. And breath came in them, and they became a living, live army. Now, when you begin to see these pictures in God's Word, when you begin to understand who this God is that we serve, you won't have any trouble with faith believing He can heal your body. I didn't have, when I knew all these promises, had taught these things, had stood on these things, I had no problem when I walk into a room with Caitlin, my grandbaby, laying there, when they said, I'm sorry, it's over. She cannot live. I thought to myself, this is a piece of cake for the king. This ain't no big deal at all. I said, no, there ain't no problem. When you walk up and look at this little 3-year-old body tore all to pieces. Of course, I don't know all the internal things. I just see what I see. Her face tore all to pieces. Twice its size. Then when they come and say, I'm sorry, but her skull's crushed in 5 places. Her brain stem is disconnected. Her eyes are jerked out of her brain. All these bones around her eyes are all broken. And her face is all lacerated and tore up and her little lungs are crushed. Her right knee is crushed, her left leg broken in 2 places, and I'm sorry, but it's over. She'll decease any second. I said, no. It ain't never over till God says it's over. And I don't believe it's over for my grandbaby because He made me a promise in John 15:7. Now, I want you to see this great and awesome promise of John 15:7. I want you to see what we can do today as sons of God if you walk in obedience to God's Word under the new covenant. Look at this. But if you abide in me, how are you going to abide in Him? Get in His Word. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask for what? What can you ask for, young lady? What does anything mean? Whatever. Now, God couldn't be big enough to put that precious little tiny 3-year-old back together, could He? Could He do that? Yes, He can do that. But you know what's wrong with us today? We don't believe God can do this. Well, maybe He can. No, you don't know your God. You don't know nothing about Him. You need to get a hold of who He is. But I stood on that promise right there, and I watched the King of the universe put that little brain stem back together. I watched the King of the universe hook them little eyes cords from her eyes back to her brain. I watched him in 2 weeks take that little face that was tore all to pieces. And see, I said, Lord, you said I could ask anything. So I'm asking you to put that beautiful little face back together without a single scar or scab on her face. Now, why should I ask for the thing to be healed with scars all over it? I mean, he's a big God, isn't he, young lady? So what can he do? Anything. It's where your faith is. So, as an obedient son, walking in obedience to his word, I asked the king to put her little face back together, and I thanked him and praised him. And when everybody told me, it's impossible. Thurman, she can't live. Just give up. Let her die. Bury her with her mother. In fact, wouldn't it be nice if you could bury her in the same casket with her mother? Wouldn't that be nice? No, 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 no. That's not the God I serve. Now, I don't have the faith to raise her mother from the dead because she's tore all to pieces. My faith is limited. Unfortunately, I hate to say that. But it still is. I don't have the kind of faith I would like to have, because if I had the faith to do everything Jesus told me to do, I could do enormously wonderful things bigger than I've ever even dreamed about doing. You know? I have had faith to step out to see God do some pretty awesome things. But if I had real faith, there's no limit to what he could do. And he wants to do them. But I don't have that faith yet. But I'm working on it. I'm trying to get there. But I did get to see the King of the universe within 2 weeks as I continually confessed, this little girl will run and play again. She will have no scabs, no scars on her face, because I've asked the Lord to fix her face without a single scar. And within 2 weeks' time, I watched the king put that little face together, bring that skin back to skin, take all the redness out, take every cut and laceration, put it together, and not one single scab formed. And in 2 weeks' time, the little face was as beautiful as anybody's in this room right now. In 2 weeks. And today, she's 10 years old. She was out there running with her other grandmother a while ago. They come by from Arkansas to visit her last night. And they're out there, and so she was out running around. She's 10 years old now, running and playing, all because of faith. Because if I hadn't had faith and believed the Word of God, my little granddaughter would have died 7 years ago. But there's a lot of people today under the New Covenant die because we don't have the faith. Because we don't believe His Word. Well, I know God can. But what did God say there? What kind of limitations under the New Covenant did He give you right there? Did He give you any limitations? Only two. If you abide in Me. And My words abide in you. Now, what if you don't abide in Him? What if you don't take time to spend time with Him? It won't happen. That's right. If you don't study the Word, if you don't love Him, don't worship Him and praise Him, He won't do it. It'd be kind of like this lovely lady sitting on the front appears, my wife. In fact, the other day, I'll just tell you what happened just one day. She got up in the morning the other morning and went in. She fixed some dinner and all kinds of stuff. And man, I was out working on stuff. And when I come in, if you don't know yet, guys, I've heard this expression and I now know it's true. We have boxes that we open, you know. And when I got the automobile box or the tractor box or the airplane box or whatever box I got, or the building box. If I'm working on the building, I got the building box open. Somebody says, lunchtime? Okay, so I come running in, sit down to the table. My wife's there working, putting stuff on the table. I sit down. She puts food in front of it. We bless it. I drink it, eat it, and all this stuff. And she says, would you like anything else? And I said, you might give me one more glass of tea. She fills up my tea, sets it down there. I bless it, and I get up and walk out after lunch. Later that evening, she comes by, and she says, you really messed up today. You know it? Me? What did I do, honey? I didn't do nothing wrong. Since you got up and came to dinner, you never said good morning. You didn't say hi. You did say once, woman, give me another glass of iced tea. See, that's the way she heard it, see. It wasn't even nice and sweet. And you didn't say thank you. And when you got through with lunch, you didn't even get up and give me a kiss. You just got up and walked out and went back to work. I said, oh, honey, I'm sorry. I guess I had the building box open. She said, well, you better close the building box and open the Cheryl box. You understand that, don't you, young lady? Most of you women in here understand that. Let me tell you what, guys and girls, if you want to have a good time with your mate, you want her to cook you a dinner tomorrow, you better open your mate's box and talk to her once in a while. Because you might not get dinner tomorrow. Let me tell you, God is no different. You know that? If you abide in me, and if I abide in her and tell her how sweet she is and how lovable she is and how much I love her and all these kind of things regularly, she don't have a problem fixing me something to eat. You know that? Not a problem at all. If I abide in her and she abides in me, we get along real well. You know that? No problem whatsoever. But don't go in there with your building box open and don't even say, hi, honey. But you know, guys do that to God all the time. I got a feeling girls do that too. We forget. But he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask what you will. And it will be done under the new covenant. Some of you might or might not know about what happened to Cheryl and I after God brought us together supernaturally. You know, I mean, I wasn't ever going to get married. She wasn't going to get married. And she had come to this church, and she got healed about 6 years ago. And so she kept coming. And so I had no idea that God was going to put me and her together. And that was a supernatural thing, which some of you heard how that happened. But anyway, after God gave her a dream and gave me a vision and told the two of us we were to get married, well, I was so forward to ask her to marry me with not ever having been on a date with her or anything. And, of course, she accepted. I'd never even held the girl's hand, you know. What do you do when you sit across the table from a girl you ain't never been on a date with in your life, never held her hand or nothing else, and say, why would you like to work for me? And did you have a word from God? And she says, well, I did. I said, well, what did he say? She said, well, I couldn't tell you. It might offend you. I said, tell me. Well, okay, she said, last night I had a dream, and in the dream God told me I wasn't just going to work for you. I was going to be married to you.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.